Well, I'd appreciate your prayer. Been thinking about the value that we place on God and the things of God. Seems like the world around us has definitely losing the value of God. And seems like more and more it is dismissed as unimportant. The idea that people pray seems to be more scoffed at or looked at as meaningless. Won't change anything, won't help anything, be no reason to do it. It seems like the idea that God can help us seems less and less important. We need to find our own capabilities, our own abilities to change things or help things, and it seems like less and less attention is paid to God. And my burden today is that we would all hold the value of God, that we would put more value on God and realize what a great help it is to have God. I'm very, very thankful to know that God is God, and that I can get up in the mornings and no matter what else attacks my mind, I can be assured that there is a God. And that God is in control is a great relief to my mind. It's a great benefit to me to go through my day knowing that the future is in His hand. That no matter what happens or in this present time, no matter what discouraging news or what other people do, or what our nation does, or what they decide to do, or what evil they pursue, or any of those things, it's a great benefit to me and a great value to me to have God. And to know that God makes a difference in our lives, and to know that God wants to and that He can, is a great benefit. And I, like I said, the burden I have been on my mind is that we all would keep the value of what God is in our lives, and that we can have it every day, all day long. We can have this value of what God is. We go through our lives, we busy ourselves with things happen, but in the middle of that, what a great value it is to have God and to know that God is in control, and know that He's doing what He's doing what's best for me. And I need that. I need that all the time. I need that reality when I face the uncertain circumstances of life. I need to know that God is caring for me and that what He's doing is best. And I appreciate God. And so I want to look at that and think about that for a little while. The idea of the value that we have on God. Over in the 10th chapter of Jeremiah, a very familiar passage here in the 23rd verse, Jeremiah says, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps." My understanding of this is the time that Israel was not being faithful to God. They were pursuing idols, doing things they shouldn't do, those kind of things. They went away from God. Jeremiah is a faithful prophet. And it's about the time coming, God was going to allow the children of Israel to be carried away captive into Babylon. Or maybe they had. I don't know. My history of this is not right up on it. But But the idea is that this is what's happening. How could this be a good thing? How could God's people being carried away into a bad situation, being captives, being slaves, carried away into a foreign land that don't worship God, how could that possibly be a good thing? But Jeremiah's reaction to it is, "Oh Lord, I know that it's not within man to walketh to direct his own steps. I know that we would choose different than you choose. I know that I wouldn't go the way that you're going to take us here. But I know this. We're not capable of choosing the right things for ourselves, but you are." And the idea that looks so, in my human mind, looks so much different, that this is what you're going to do. But my idea is to know that it's not within man to walketh to direct his own steps. Think about that as it applies to our lives then. And the value that we place on having God in our lives, isn't it value? If I can accept the idea that it's not within man, oh Lord, if I can make the same prayer he did, oh Lord, I know that it's not within man to walketh to direct his own steps. If I can come to that conclusion in my heart and mind, then I would have to put a great value on the one that does. And I'll have to say then, of my years of living this life, I'll have to say, oh Lord, I know it's not within man to walketh to direct his own steps. And now that will make me to put more value than ever before. The value that I place on the Lord, to recognize not only do I not, if I did think right, and I don't always, but if I did have the capacity to know what the best thing would be for me, I would come up short in being able to perform it. Do you understand what I'm saying? How can I possibly? I heard the other day, I was listening to the news, and it was a little news thing, and a guy made a comment, something about he's going to play football or something, and the guy made a comment that they did, he wasn't about that, but he made the comment. He made the comment that they'd done something, but he said after they had prayer, they'd done something. And I was astounded. They had prayer? I don't know who they were or what it was, but I'd say this. Well, good for them. In any situation, good for them. You may say, I hope they wasn't praying just to win the game or whatever. I think the prayer that they pray at those is something to the effect that they would be protected. You know, you can die out there. You can be hurt out there. You may have great desires of what your life might be, but you have no ability to make it to happen. That's why it's valuable to pray? That's why it's valuable to at least acknowledge that, Lord, we're not in control of these things. We're not in control of these. Yeah, you put the helmets on, you put the pads on, but you still can't stop a concussion. You can't stop death. They've not done, but Lord, we do what we think we can do, but even if we do all that, we can't. I mean, I'll be honest with you, the number one way to die for a young person in West Virginia has been a four-wheeler, ATV accidents. So they make laws about wearing helmets and do all this to protect them. That's good. That's all good. But do you know that it hasn't saved everybody? There's still people puts a helmet on and goes rides and wrecks four-wheelers and they die. You can't. It's not within man to walk or to direct his own steps. That's the idea that Jeremiah has there. I wouldn't even choose this thing that you've chosen, but what would I choose? And if I did choose this, how could I make it happen? And how can I preserve myself in it? And how can I help? I can't. And that's why, as I look at this idea, it makes me to have so much more value on God I have lived long enough to know this, and maybe you see it different in your life, but I'll express it for mine. I think sometimes there's a very fine line between sanity and insanity. Sometimes I wonder about it. When I'm thinking or behave, this idea of my mind, do you know that I really thank the Lord for sanity? It's not within man that walketh to direct his own steps, and I don't think anybody in here necessarily can keep their own sanity. The way of thinking right on that. You may say, well, I'm of a strong constitution of God and I got a good mental fortitude and all that. Do you know that that can leave you very fairly quickly? I think we ought to have a real appreciation for God today. I really do. Do you know that if you had in your mind, and not that you can, most people can't without the Lord, or I don't think anybody can really, but if you did get the notion for yourself that you wanted to be a righteous person, I think righteousness is the way. I don't think you should lie, cheat, steal. I think you ought to behave your way in a very way of integrity and honor and all of these great qualities of that. Without the Lord, you can't do it. Even if you was able to say that, could you really perform it? Could you really make it happen? Lord, help us today to have the right appreciation. You can't save yourself today. You couldn't get saved to start, and you can't keep yourself saved without the Lord. We ought to have such an appreciation for the Lord today, a value on God, of what He really is to our lives. He gives us life and breath, and yea, all things. He gives us all of these things. It's a heartache to me, a shame to me, to see the world around us dismiss God so easily. It's a heartache, it's a shame to see our nation go away from the foundings that there was a God. In God we trust on our money. The idea that all men were created by their, or all men are created by their Maker. I mean, the idea of that was founded in our society, that there's a God that we're going to have to give an account to. You know, now more and more people are dismissing the idea of God. I think God wants His people to go around with a daily praise on their lips, a daily praise in their heart of the appreciation and the value that we have towards God. That God has won that right to us. You know, sometimes we're a human and we're fickle, and sometimes there's somebody comes into our lives and they impress us. And they can gain, by the way they live their lives and what they say and how they can gain our respect. And we have an appreciation of value to them. And then they can do one thing or come out of character a little bit, and all of a sudden that diminishes the value. I lost confidence in that. When I heard what they said, or when I heard what somebody said about them, I lost complete confidence in them. I've heard those kind of statements before. But I'm thinking about God today. Hasn't God won the right for us to appreciate and value Him in our lives, and value what He is, value the salvation that He's brought us? Do you value that today? Has it been diminished over the years? Do you still have the same amount of value to that? Of the value that there was, that it is true that the Son of God came down and gave His life, suffered and died that we might have salvation. Isn't that valuable? Isn't that something that's valuable today? Isn't the idea, and Lord help us to take advantage of it, but isn't it valuable that God made a way, He opened the door, He made a way that we could have access to the throne of grace? That isn't it valuable that you can go to the author of the universe and go and plead your case to Him and make a difference? Isn't that valuable? Or are we diminishing the value that really has? You know how you diminish the value of that? You know how I would diminish the value of my wife? I'd ignore her. I wouldn't pay attention to her. More and more, I wouldn't be around her. I wouldn't want to do things with her. More and more, she wouldn't be valuable to me. It wouldn't be worth it. That's what happens when we do it. More and more, we don't need God. We know how to do it ourselves. More and more, we diminish what God is willing is to do in our lives, and more we pick up something else to do it. We can entertain. Listen, I'm not against entertainment. I like to be entertained too. I like things going on. I like to have things. But you know, we can entertain ourselves right out of the value of God. But if something happens into my life that stresses me, instead of going and talk to the Lord about it, I'll entertain myself about it. Entertain. How often, how easily it is to end up being able to say with our actions and our deeds that we don't have a real value on God. And I think God is very valuable. Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Listen to this. O Lord, correct me. Lord, is that valuable? Yeah. You might say that, but is it valuable? Only if you want corrected. You know, we get this attitude that if somebody corrects us, they better do it the right way. It isn't about having the value of being corrected. It's about this emotional feelings we have in our, and something, the chip on our shoulders and the way we act. Don't you dare try to correct me. Unless you do it so humbly and so gently to get that correction to me, that because I don't really care about correction. I don't want to be wrong. I want to tell you something about being wrong. Nobody likes it. I don't like being wrong. But the way to not be wrong is to be corrected. To correct the wrong. And he actually asked for this. Lord, I know that it's not in me. I know it's not in man. His way's not in him. And I know it's not in man that he's defaulted to naturally do things right and think right. So I ask you, Lord, the value of God. What a value that we can be corrected. You know, that's really, really valuable. Then if I'm wrong, I want to know that I'm wrong. But I can't know it for myself. I'm always thinking I'm right. Oh Lord, correct me. Then he goes on to say, you can read it, not in wrath, not in destruction, but by your judgment of what right and wrong is. Correct me in your mercy. Correct me. Make me to be different. Let me accept. Help me to accept the idea. I know that probably if we take everybody would want to say, yeah, if I'm wrong, I'd want to, but is that real reality? Is that the value? God's going to come along in some way and correct. Lord, help us to want to be corrected. If I'm saying things, if I'm hurting people, if I'm doing it wrong, if I'm thinking wrong, if I've got untruth about me, Lord, teach me. Correct that in me to get it right. I'm going to tell you something about humanity. It's not easy to do. It isn't easy for God to do. In order for God to correct us, He's got to get our attention, because God has made it in a way that He gives us our will. God deals with us in this way. It's not that God isn't God enough to just do. God can do. God doesn't do. He does according to His own creation and what He made it to be. God wants us to want to be corrected, and He'll correct us when we want to be corrected, and He can bring it to us. So God's got a chore on His hands, and what He's got to do, got to get us to want to be corrected. Then God's got to bring it to the way that we can be corrected. You know, this isn't easy. I know this for a fact. You can't just go correct somebody. This has been tried by a lot of people in a lot of ways. And it's been tried by parents to children. It's been tried by children to parents. It's been tried to neighbors. It's been tried to congregational members. It's been tried from the preachers to the congregation and the pastor. It's been tried and tried and tried. There was one, I believe it was Brother Austin, I'm not sure, it was one of the older ministers that made a comment one time that they never, I think there was, that one guy said, one old minister, Brother Austin, said that there was one person in all his years of ministry that actually took the advice that they come to get. There you go. Why? Because it's hard to correct us. But the value is, it's hard to take it from human beings. Well, first of all is that I may question your motive, but I may question your wisdom. I don't have confidence that humans know the answer. But I have confidence that God knows the answer. And I have confidence that He wants to correct. And I have confidence that I need corrected. I think God is so valuable to us. We should have a real value in our hearts towards God. Lord, you're valuable. I want you with me. I don't want to take off our routine. Every time we take off to go on any trips, before we pull out of our driveway, we ask the Lord to bless us on the trip. Because I don't feel comfortable enough just doing it by myself. I feel there's a great value to having the faith to know that God's wings are over top of us. That I've seen the carnage on the highways. It could be us. I've seen the vehicles broke down. It could be us. I know any of this can happen. I also know the attacks that the devil has on us sometimes. In trying to labor for the Lord. There's nothing that the devil would like more than to get us all strung out. I know the pressures that he brings. I have a confidence in this. I need God. And I think that God's real valuable. He's real valuable to us. Oh Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thy anger, lest there bring me to nothing. I want to look at another scripture over in Acts. Acts 14. I'm going to back up a little bit. 14th verse. Which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people crying out. And saying, sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passion with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and sea, and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Now, that really is a thought. That in times past, he suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Or you may say, he allowed them. He allowed all nations. I think the reference is that God, there was a time where God didn't challenge them with the idea of right or wrong. There was a time that the nations of the earth never heard the gospel. They never heard of one God. They never heard that you ought to do unto others as you do unto yourself. They never heard that you shouldn't steal or kill. You shouldn't steal somebody's wife. They never heard of adultery or idolatry. They never, God allowed them to just walk in their own way. You want your own way? You know, I know that he is. The idea isn't that you can't still walk in your own way, because you can. But the idea was that God didn't even try to interfere in it. What would it be like if we lived in a world that the influence of God was gone? Think about it. You may not even think about what influence there is of God that's left. But what would it be like in our daily lives if the influence of God wasn't there? You know, there was a time that God, you think about it, the influence that was in the world, as far as I can understand, in the day of Noah, there was still an influence, in the sense that God come down to Noah and wanted Noah to do something there in that. But the influence that had been lost in those generations, God hadn't given them the law yet. They had no law. The Holy Ghost wasn't wooing with them. Didn't sound like. They was given to themselves, and what did they do? The imaginations of the thoughts of their heart was only evil continually. You know, the influence is still, you know, God is not just allowing it. Now God is trying, God is giving the world something that could make a difference to them. Which is the idea here. It isn't that you can't, because the people are still denying it. Still turning it down. What is a world going to be like that doesn't have God in it? You think the shootings are going to, the shootings and mass killings are going to decrease? As we become more enlightened as humans and realize that we don't need God, this stuff's going to be less and less. This is going to be more and more. What would a world be like that didn't have the influence of correction in it or God in it? What would our world? Maybe the world isn't accepting it, and we're seeing that. But what happens to our world? Where we don't value God. Where we don't put God in what place God ought to be. What happens to our world? It would have to deteriorate too. There was a time it said that God allowed. He suffered all nations to walk in their own way and do whatever they want to, without even trying to interfere with. And along comes the interference, and now there's an influence that we don't have to, is the idea. They did. We don't have to. Do you know that you can live soberly, righteously, and godly right here in this present world? As evil and wicked as this time is, we can still live that way, and we get the fruits of that. We can still have loving homes and families. We can still have good things in our lives. I'm going to tell you, it only takes one to mess that up. My wife can want a good marriage today. If I want to mess it up, I can. But you know, there's value in God, because God can be to us. You know, when the Lord said, "I tell him I am," the idea that the self-existent one becomes whatever we need in our life is what he is. You need help, he's a helper. You need comfort, he's a comforter. You need strength, he gives you strength. He is whatever you need. That's what he is. What value we ought to have in him. We ought to have such a value in our lives to be able to say, we should not be ashamed of our God. We ought to put the utmost value in Him that people would know. They put value in their God to help them, to secure them. He is that to us. Oh, people look and they get so disoriented. They think if you're not rich and in a mansion on the hill that God isn't blessing you. They got it wrong. Totally wrong. God keeps us right where we're at with grace and mercy. He's valuable. But the same idea is here. Do you know that if you don't want to serve God and you don't want Him to be valuable, you don't have to. But you won't get the benefits of the value of what He is. I am thankful today. There is another scripture in Acts. I think it's in 17th chapter. See if I can find it. 17 and... It says, and in times, 30th verse, in the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all man everywhere to repent. You know, God isn't going to He's not going to wink at it. He's not going to wink at it. There's going to be a consequence to it. And we have, in our time, 2016, we still have the ability to have a great value in God and have all the benefits that's ever been, that any of the apostles ever had, that any of them ever had. We still have the same benefit of that. Of all the ages that's ever went, well, we're in a unique age in the technology and all that's coming on. I can only imagine what is going to be if you live another, for those that would live 50 years, it's hard to tell where technology is going to take. With what they're working with and dealing with now, it's hard to tell what it was. But you know, it's not going to change God. It may, and it will probably to the world. It'll diminish what value God has. But He's still valuable. And no matter what man can come up to with, there's things that they'll never come up with. And God still owns all of that. We ought to have a great appreciation. Lord, help us to appreciate what God is and what He's done for us in our life. That we go through our life, our days, that it isn't just a haphazard, indifferent way of living, but that it is a heartfelt appreciation for what God has done for us and who He is to us. That we would have that kind of value in our hearts because it's being lost. It's being lost around us. And God, how do you feel? How do you feel when someone appreciates you? Think about it. You know, you get the cards. Maybe it's just a card. But you get the card sometimes. We do. We really appreciate you. I'm going to tell you, that means a lot. That means a lot that there's appreciation. How much more should we appreciate God and hold Him up in great esteem and value? That God is worth it. Having God in my life is worth it. It's valuable to have Him in my life. And one scripture says, how shall we hope to escape, something to that effect, if we neglect so great, valuable salvation? How we hope to escape if we're going to neglect this valuable, valuable, great salvation that God brought to us, that brings us everything we need? No, it don't always change the circumstances. It's made to change us in it. It's meant to do something. And God is valuable. I don't know. I think sometimes of the things that I hear around, the things that happen, people go through, and I look at it sometimes and think, I know they do. I know they make it through. I did too before I had the Lord. But I can't help from thinking, what do they do without the Lord? What do they do without the benefit of going to the Lord and getting strength and help? How do they go through something like that without knowing God's there? Today, God is valuable. Appreciate Him. Amen. You pray for me.